Good morning, and welcome to Grupo Rotoplas' first quarter 2019 results conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded, and all participants are currently in a listen-only mode to prevent background noise. The host will open the floor for questions later. Today's discussion contains forward-looking statements. These statements are based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, may be certain risk and uncertainty associated with such statements. Please refer to our press release for more information on the specific risk factors that could cause actual results to differ materially. The company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, further events, or otherwise. Please allow me to remind you that the company issued its earnings press release yesterday after market close. It could be found in the investors section of its website. Also, the presentation for the call and the webcast link are in the investors section. Today's call will be hosted by Mr. Carlos Rojas, Rotoplas Executive Chairman of the Board, and Mr. Mario Romero, Chief Financial Officer. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Please go ahead.
Thank you all for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to be able to speak to you, but today is a particularly auspicious day to do so, as I have an important announcement to make about the future of our company. First, I would like to discuss a couple of key aspects of the quarterly results we reported yesterday. As we mentioned in the report, we continue to grow in spite of a changing, challenging macroeconomic environment in both Mexico and Argentina. IPF, our recent acquisition in Argentina, continues to grow, and our portfolio in that country is strongly built up. For example, meat and other raised animal feed producers, for which there is a great demand in the current economic conditions. We also registered double-digit growth in Peru and Guatemala, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, and Ecuador, which are very competitive markets. Furthermore, we continue to take advantage of our synergies between our e-commerce platform and our manufacturing operations in the United States, and it pleases me to inform you that we have opened a new store in Oklahoma, furthering our retail presence in the largest market in the hemisphere in a total of 7 stores. Our success in diversifying our market products and our ability to leverage the strength of our acquisitions has enabled us to overcome the demanding effects of the depreciation of the Argentine peso and the reduced growth forecast in Mexico, which negatively impacted most of our products. We have strived to be the customer-centric, innovative, geographically diversified company that achieves growth by choosing the best solutions to drive the highest ESG standards. Furthermore, we continue to seek and find growth even when facing adverse economic conditions. Our latest strategy results are proof that we spend time and effort to continue moving forward. In that vein, it is with great pride that I would like to announce the next phase of the company's evolution. As was approved by our board of directors yesterday, I will continue serving as Executive Chairman of Rotoplas, and will be succeeded as CEO by Carlos Rojas Aboumrad, our Vice President for Service Solutions. Carlos is an engineer at Tec de Monterrey and obtained an MBA from Brooklyn College. He first joined Rotoplas in 2004 as part of our development professional program and has since been a leader for our innovation and sustainability efforts, working in our operations in Mexico, Brazil, and the United States. Since 2013, he's been in charge of innovation and new business ventures. He's also a member of our board of directors. I believe that Carlos' initiatives and work over the past years will create a lot of value for us, and I look forward to his leadership as CEO. His skills and vision represent the best of our people, have grown and embody our vision for the future of Rotoplas. I thank him for his commitment and would now ask him to address the briefly before turning to Mario for more in-depth discussion on his quarterly results. Thank you very much for your kind words, Mr. Chairman. I'm honored by the board of directors company, and I'm humbled to assume this responsibility. Under your leadership, Rotoplas has experienced extraordinary growth and has greatly expanded its presence across America. Building an ever-innovating product portfolio and greatly diversifying its geographical reach. It has been my privilege to contribute to these efforts and to have the opportunity to continue the work of our CEO. As you already mentioned, our strategy has proven sound and we will continue to execute on it. We will continue to strengthen and diversify our portfolio. We will continue to provide innovative solutions for our growing and changing market, preserving the leadership position of our brand. And most importantly, we will continue to adhere to the highest ESG standards, not only continuing our growth, but also creating value for our stakeholders and our community. Thank you for participating in this call. I look forward to your questions, and I hope you will be able to join us at our AGUA event, which will take place on May 6th at 5:30 p.m. in our headquarters in Mexico City. It will be a great opportunity to meet in person. In the meantime, I would like to turn over the call to Mario for more in-depth discussion of our quarterly results and other relevant news. Thank you.
Thank you, Mario, and congratulations on your new appointment. It's a great news for the Rotoplas team. And good morning, everybody. Thank you again for joining us today. I will now go over some of the financial highlights of this quarter. And Carlos mentioned, we also discussed other relevant news concerning our board of directors, our purpose at the beginning of this meeting that will take place in May. Starting with the top line, sales grew 7% year over year this quarter, driven by the integration of the new acquisition in Argentina, as well as our growth in Peru and Central America. EBITDA grew 5% year over year with an improvement in the gross margin and larger depreciation components. Furthermore, the manufacturing margins improved as a result of the increased investment cost, and the gross margin increased by 100 basis points. However, the 48% depreciation of gross margin pressure reduced the overall growth by 93%. Likewise, increased interest payment amounting to 60 million Mexican pesos. Monetary position lost 38 million Mexican pesos in Argentina due to hyperinflation and depreciation of Latin currency. The loss resulting from the hedges for FX of 2019 reduced net income by 30%. Hyperinflation in Argentina impacted net margin 127 basis points. Payment resulted in an increase of 2 million in personal expenses affecting EBITDA. 15 million in financial expenses, which negatively impacted the expenses results. And consequently, after a 20% negatively affected net income by 20,000. Our geographic breakdown, sales in Mexico decreased 4% year over year in the first quarter, as a result of sluggish growth in the various growth sectors of California's employees, which had a negative impact on the demand for our products. Most of the decrease was incurred in fossil drinking water quantities for sales and water cleaning. On the other hand, the drinking water purification platform for commercial and residential customers has tripled in terms of revenue and has doubled in number of units compared to the same quarter last year, reaching more than 10,000 purification points in 50 cities already met. Our operations in Argentina grew in local currency 53%, driven by 40% growth in IPR and local sales of our lower range water. However, as already mentioned, this growth was offset in Mexican pesos due to rising time pressure due to sales. With regards to our power 20th February, sales of storage solutions in Peru grew due to water infrastructure failure in the country, and therefore increased demand for our solutions in 2 years, as particularly in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Costa Rica, as a result of better targeted commercial sales. Government sales also remain well below our internal limit of 20%, as they only represent 1.8% of our total revenue. Regarding our product mix, sales of media solutions of products in the third quarter accounted for nearly 8% of total sales, in the year of speed at 11% year over year, boosted by the above mentioned increase in demand in Argentina, Central America, and Peru. For their part, integrated solutions and services accounted for only 6% of the total sales, and registered 36% increase year over year. This story is less than government spending in the present minimum sector, which lower sales in the other part. Likewise, the development cycle of new water treatment plants translated into lower sales of this kind of solution in the fall. It was in line with our expectations in plan for a year. Nevertheless, as we mentioned in previous calls, we continue to see traction in this business, growing our pipeline and building but new experience units represent further different centers based on in this federal law. As Paul has already pointed out, our acquisitions continue to contribute significantly to our results, and we continue to find new venues for organic growth and to expand our water supply platform. This reaffirms our positive long-term outlook and evaluate our current year strategy. Going forward, we will remain committed to ESG principles and continue to focus on the sector. We will maintain a clean balance sheet and a positive debt outlook, and we are certain in the previous quarter. We would like also to reiterate that we are confident that we will net debt below 2 times EBITDA in line with our current 1.5 times EBITDA. We will continue to use the balance on a capital expense for our water system. For 2019, we are confident that we will achieve sales growth greater than 10% and an EBITDA margin of about 16%. As the very new started news, as you know, the general experience and growth are both directors of one of the related things. We have directors who represent 3 different generations, reflecting our customer base. These are baby boomers, Generation X, and millennials. We also have 3 international directors selling to the United States and the community. As we keep the company of vision and reach like our own, we find it still in them that we continue to spend on our report, and therefore, I would like to announce that we will be proposing 3 new independent board members to our shareholders attended. Marina Diaz, Alberto Rizzo, and Jeremy Gerard will be proposed. If approved, at assembly, Mrs. Jessie Ivara will be the first female director of our company, and with her appointment as well as those of Mr. Research and Mr. Gerard. Independent directors will continue to provide 100% of the all of the board committee. We will make up to 53% of our total members independent. Furthermore, the proposed directors will complement our board of trustees. The experience in Argentina and the rest of our Latin American nation, and the US. In addition to this appointment, we will also propose the 38 cents dividend per share in 30 pesos per rent in 2019. It is worth noting that our enterprise value of the EBITDA in 2018 was 9.1 times, which is about half of the average for comparable water and water-related companies around the world. Thank you for your time. We will now answer any questions in the chat. We will begin with the participants in the conference call, followed by our website visitors.
Okay, so could you please open the line for questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question over the phone, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And if you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Once again, it's star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to sit. Okay, we will now take our first question. It comes from Rodrigo Verdeo from GBN.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for the call. Congratulations on the result. I have two questions for you. The first one is regarding the integrated sales portfolio. We were wondering if you could give us more color on the situation you're seeing regards the security or like the clarity in regards to regulations or political stability in terms of your demand growth for the water fountain services or other government-related services. The second question is regarding Fitesa. We were wondering if for 2019, where should we track the growth in terms of the build, operate, and transfer scheme or the maintenance scheme? Thank you very much.
Hi, Rodrigo, and thanks for joining the conference. Regarding the first question, the two components and why the sales of services is basically set. The third one is the water fountains. As you may recall, in the past year, we had
I'm sorry, but I think the line is cutting. I couldn't quite hear that.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, I got better. Thank you.
Okay. So I was suspended.
The thing is that the line is cutting again. I lose connection, like when you start speaking. I don't know.
I just changed the mic. Probably better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Going back, well, there's two components for the decrease in sales of the water service platform. One is the water contract for space. We were executing in some contracts we have from the past, and we were investing in so on. As you know, that program was finished. Those programs were also lost. The rest of revenue were also finished. But that one component, and we are building new plants that are more complex. It's taking more time to build symbols on these new plants of the service. So that's according to our plan. So our plan for 2019, the water cleaning plant, its impact. Actually, we are seeing more production to it. The only thing is that new clients are coming in with different processes to start embracing bigger, more sophisticated water cleaning plants being developed. Longer times are taking for the company to start getting that revenue in the service. Those are the two
Sorry, had to change the microphone. But to complement Mario's response, I wanted to mention that in the wastewater treatment plant business, the synergies between Sitesa and Yotaplas have proven to be very valuable for our customers, and the response has been tremendous. It is a business model that's very different from our traditional business model, and it does take longer for results to show up in the sales and EBITDA numbers. But the response from customers and the acceptance of our offer has been very, very positive. Thank you.
I hope Rodrigo, these answers clarify your questions. Rodrigo, can you hear us?
It seems that the participant has disconnected at this time. We will now move on to the next question. It comes from Jose Cebeira from Actinver. Please go ahead.
Hi, Carlos and Mario. Just two quick questions. During the first quarter, you faced more than a challenging environment in Mexico, which is uncertainties in the economy and the delay in some payments. But I just want to know that during April, have you seen any recovery, I mean, in Mexico, or you expect stronger figures during the second half of the year? And second question, if I may, is regarding the IFRS 16, this effect. I just want to know if you can share with us a little bit more comparable figures, I mean, the amount of EBITDA without this IFRS 16. Or the EBITDA margin. Thank you. Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by as we're experiencing a temporary interruption in today's conference. Thank you for your patience, and please remain on the line.
Hi, Carlos and Maria.
Yes, can you hear us, Jose?
Yeah, I have two questions. The first one is regarding Mexico. I know that during the first quarter, you faced a more than a challenging environment and some delays in the payment. But I just want to have a little bit more color about the performance in April, or if you think that the figures for the domestic operation are going to improve during the second half of the year. And the second question is regarding the IFRS 16 effect. Could you give us a little bit more details about what should be the EBITDA without this effect?
Yeah. First, also thank you very much for joining the call. Regarding the second question, the company adopted IFRS 16 since January 2018. So the EBITDA is the same. It already includes the effect of IFRS. The first point, as you mentioned, we are facing the challenging environment on the consumer side. We are being more conservative and cautious in the terms of 2019. We are helping out the revenue, but also the health and mitigation initiatives. We are a lot of discipline and capital allocation. The visit that I did travel with you, Jose, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
So we're going to try to reconnect to another line. I'm going to try to answer. I'm going to try to answer again this question with this mic, so we can get into it.
All right.
EBITDA is the same as the one we've been.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by as we're experiencing a temporary interruption in today's conference. Thank you for your patience and please remain on the line. Please go ahead.
Jose, can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you very much for your patience. We have a terrible problem with the mics, we're in better shape now. So regarding your two questions, I'm going to start with the IFRS. The EBITDA report is going to be the same because the company adopted IFRS 16 since January 2018, so there's no changes there.
Okay.
And then on with regards to Mexico, as we mentioned through our conference, we are seeing a more challenging environment going forward. Therefore, we are being more conservative in our capital expenditures, as well as starting to implement some cost-cutting initiatives across the company.
All right.
It's also worth to mention that we have some tailwind coming from lower resin prices. As you might know, new polyethylene capacity is coming to the market, and that is helping us in the cost of raw materials, which translate into an offset to the declining or more conservative revenues growth for Mexico.
Okay, thank you very much.
And again, sorry for this is a technical inconvenience with all these mics problem.
Okay, don't worry. Thank you very much for the answer.
Thank you. Once again, as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it's star one if you wish to ask a question over the phone. Okay, there are no further questions over the phone at this time. I would like to hand it back over to the speakers.
We have a couple of questions posted on the website. Mariana, you want to read it?
Sure. We have a question from Liliana De Leon from GBM. Could you please give us more detail on Sytesa's growth or profitability for the year?
Hi, Liliana. Thanks for joining us. With regards to Sytesa, as we explained before, the pipeline and the booked water treatment plant is going according to plan. Our plan for the year is intact in terms of our target of revenue and profitability. As explained before, we have experienced some delays on the beginning of invoicing the service, given that there are more complex water treatment plants being built, as well as a new set of clients that their processes are different to what we were used to. We expect to continue increasing the pipeline and the bookings for the remainder of the year, and invoicing should be resolved during the second quarter of this year.
We have another question from Liliana De Leon. How volume in Mexico are performing in April? The slowdown in Mexico is something that could make you more cautious regarding growth and profitability going forward.
And thanks again, Liliana, for this question. As explained to Jose, obviously the environment, as we all think, is being more challenging. I think the good part to it is that raw material prices are going down, and that is helping out the profitability of the company for 2019. We are very focused on executing well our plan, and hope to have a good year in Mexico despite of the economic situation we are all facing.
We have no further questions on the website. Could you please open the line again, Christian, for questions?
Of course. There are no questions in the phone queue at this time. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's star one if you wish to ask a question over the phone. There are no further questions in the phone queue at this time.
Thank you, Christian. Well, thank you very much for your time, patience, and your interest. We hope you will join us again next quarter. Until then, we'll be sure to provide you with important updates.
This will conclude today's conference. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.